We're joined now in the studio by Lynn Hellström, a student at Lund University who wrote an article about slavery in India for the latest edition of the UPF magazine Utrikesperspektiv. Lynn, welcome to Radio UPF. You wrote about modern slavery in India and the caste system in your article. Could you give our listeners a brief summary of the piece?
For sure. I was writing an article about modern slavery in India, and the focus of my article was on a group of people that's called the Dalits in India. And they are on the bottom of the Indian society, and they don't belong to any of the castes in India. And I was focusing on their situation because they're really exposed as people and very vulnerable to face works considering to be modern slavery today.
So the caste system, they're not even considered part of the caste system, but could you please elaborate on what the caste system is?
For sure. The caste system in India has been around for around 3,500 years. And since India got independent, the caste system is no longer legal, but it's still living on with people's attitudes and how people choose to live their lives and who to marry and what kind of job that you can get. So it's still very current in India.
So with this so deeply embedded in people's attitudes, how do you think we can approach, I mean, if we were to approach changing that, aside from changing legislation, how can we change attitudes towards people, and how can we deal with the perception of people as less than human? If that's, sorry, that's a big question, but
I'll try to answer it. When I was writing my article, I was interviewing a woman that's working for an NGO here in Lund, and I can only repeat what she said because she's been working with a lot of smaller projects in India, and she said that the big change has to come from like social movements in India and from just to inform people what's really going on in India and just take the problem like down from the constitution to like grassroots movements that will change more the majority of the society.
And I think that's where we've tried to touch upon it. There's a theme of this show, the life after slavery and the kind of post-caste era, if you like, in India, that many people we've seen from Muhammad's story, for example, that they struggle even after they're removed from a situation of bondage because of the conditions that they've been placed in and the life they've had to lead. I know that there are Dalits who are academics who have PhDs who are still treated like subhumans when they try and order a drink in a cafe. And it's the same with the ethnic group of the Hrateen in Mauritania, who are in many cases born into slavery. And even though slavery's been made illegal, are still seen as lesser people or a lesser race even than the rest of the society there. So I think that's been one of the main themes of this show, that it's not just about abolishing slavery, about legislation. It's about changing attitudes. It's about enabling people after slavery to take the next steps.
Yes, and that's thank you so much, Lynn, for coming in, talking with us. But now we will play a song.